The head of the Syrian Catholic Church, Patriarch Ignace Joseph Younan III, was in Rome this past week to share his concerns about the ongoing conflict which erupted in Syria almost a year ago. Over 7,000 people are thought to have been killed in fighting between Syrian army forces and armed opposition groups, with hundreds killed this month alone in the central city of Homs. During his visit to the Vatican, the Beirut-based Patriarch Younan came into our studios and spoke with Sean Patrick Lovett about his most recent visit to Syria and his fears for the future of the Christian community there.
As you said, Sean, I've been last time in Syria the 1st of February to February 3rd. And I took a ride from northeast to back to Beirut via North Lebanon. What I witnessed that it was a very, very tense situation. But in some parts, like Homs, it was the situation of conflict and of killing and fear among the citizens. Now, regarding the media, I can tell you that we Christians, I don't know if I express the feelings and the thoughts of all Christians, but since I've been following the situation, we feel that we have been deceived by the Western nations. Deceived, not only disappointed. Deceived because we think that the West has forgotten the bulk of the situation in the Middle East. It's not political, it's not economical, it's profoundly confessional, even religious. Because we were thinking that the West will uphold the civil rights for all. Civil rights, that means the freedom of religion, of conscience, respecting others, or granting the same rights to all citizens, either from the minority or majority. But that this was forgotten because they are thinking, and the media conglomerates is helping in that direction, that if the majority takes the power in those countries of the Middle East, that means democracy will be reached or will be exercised. We think that democracy, it's not only because the majority of a population takes or acts according to its convictions or make decisions freely, but democracy has to respect, first of all, the basic rights of all.
Going back specifically and looking specifically at Syria, the international community keeps using words like the need to negotiate, the need to dialogue amongst the different factions and parties concerned. After so much bloodshed, after so much suffering, is dialogue still possible?
The dialogue is what we call a decision of the people of strong mind and state mind and good intention for a better life in that nation. Otherwise, if we don't have that dialogue, we say contributing to the reforms, we are heading to a real chaos, and the chaos in Syria will be disastrous because in this situation there will be no government to handle that situation. It will be a real civil war, and civil war especially in the name of God. Look what happened in Iraq. Since I've been a patriarch for the past 3 years, I already visited Iraq 6 times, and I witnessed how the Christian community number are dwindling because of that very insecure situation. Now in Iraq we have at least a government trying to implement measures for security of the citizens. However, we have a lot of bombing and killings. So if that situation of in Syria do develop into civil war, it will be still worse. And this is what we really fear. And we try to tell especially the Western powers, look, democracy, it's not kind of just one day to another. It needs some time. And the best way to build that democracy, it will be helping all parties to sit together and to find a way with the help of international, partners or the Arabic League nations. But at least it's saying that we got to help all parties to find solution together. It's not going to be easy one, but this is, it will be the only way to help that country overcome the fears of civil war.
Patriarch Ignace Joseph Younan III speaking with Sean Patrick Lovett.